Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Welcome to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Happy 2023, our first show of the year. Happy New Year to all of our listeners.
Happy New Year to all of our listeners. Even Happy New Year to the Ohio State Buckeye Nation, even though you can't make a field goal when everything's on the line.
We'd also like to welcome in the Richmond Hill audience as they jump on board for the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, as we will now be airing in Richmond Hill, adding them to our affiliate list. Welcome in, Richmond Hill.
Region 1, 7A. You might have had your way during football season, but it's basketball season now and baseball's on the horizon, and Richmond Hill will be a factor.
Richmond Hill will be a factor come football season, too, because they had a very young football team, and that football team is going to be a year older, not just a young football team, but a talented group of young kids, and they'll be coming to their own. Richmond Hill will be a force in 7A this coming year in football.
Sean Pender told me his last year at Brunswick, year before last, he said that ninth grade class at Richmond Hill is probably one of the best ninth grade classes he's ever seen.
They'll be juniors now, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah. I'll just go ahead and throw this out there because, you know, a lot of times I throw these predictions out and then what happens? Lo and behold,
they don't come true.
They come true.
Don't do that to the fine folks at Richmond Hill. Don't put the kiss of death on them, man. Brand new show, new year, man. No, don't do it.
Richmond Hill, Camden, and Colquitt will all be factors in winning that region in the coming year.
Colquitt's always going to be a factor. Camden's working their way back up. Richmond Hill is getting their sea legs in that region in football. And yeah, Richmond Hill's a growing community, and they're going to be a factor too.
I'm just saying those three teams, it will come down to those three teams winning the region, and then Valdosta or Lowndes will end up with the four seed.
Wait the baseball season. And go play Richmond Hill up there in a doubleheader and see what happens. Region 1?
Yeah. By the way, I've made a New Year's resolution.
All right, let's hear it.
My New Year's resolution is to be a little bit more honest with our listeners. I was thinking about this, and, you know, I don't think that I've done a very good job of being as straightforward as I could have been in 2022 with our listenership. So, you know, I may have said things
that were incorrect.
That were correct, but I wasn't poignant enough with them.
Okay.
So my New Year's resolution is to be a little bit more honest with our listenership, and so that is what's going to happen in 2023. That is my New Year's resolution. And let me also say, Stetson Bennett is a killer. And this is the guy right here sitting here on this microphone telling you that way back when all the doubters were on Stetson Bennett, I stood right here on this show and I told you before the season started, Stetson Bennett is going to be a Heisman finalist.
Yeah, you said that. I mean, you're right about some things. I mean, your track record on a percentage-wise, you're probably on a 100% scale, you're probably like 18-19%. There are some things you throw out there. I mean, you be more honest. I mean, I want you to be honest with our listeners and say, hey, man, I overlooked Benedictine in the high school power rankings and didn't put them in there until the last 2 weeks of the season.
Well, they didn't earn their way in until then.
I overlooked them. They win a state championship running through people, but somehow they got overlooked. I mean, that's the kind of honesty I'm looking for out of you.
I give that honesty every day.
Well, you know, you were wrong. I mean, learn your geography a little better. Know where towns are inside of the geographical region. I'm signing you up out at Coastal for a geography class, if you don't mind. That'll be my New Year's gift to you.
Okay. Well, let's talk Georgia and TCU.
Georgia, what a game against Ohio State. That was a classic. Best playoffs since the thing came. The semifinal matchups this year were the best ever from a competitive standpoint. And, you know, TCU, they heard all this Big Ten physicality, blah, 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 Big Ten this, Big Ten that. TCU doesn't stand a chance against mighty Michigan, blah, 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 blah. Sounds like that teacher on Charlie Brown, blah, 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 blah. And then TCU comes out and busts them straight in the mouth.
C.J. Stroud played the game of his life.
Probably should have won the Heisman, and if hindsight's 20/20.
C.J. Stroud played the game of his life and completely rolled Georgia rushing the football. Georgia had no answer for C.J. Stroud running the football.
C.J. Stroud ran up the draft boards Saturday night.
That's a good point. There are some folks that are now saying that he elevated himself to the number one quarterback in that class. I've heard some folks say that it's the Kentucky quarterback, Revis. I've heard some folks say that, you know, it's the Alabama quarterback. And, well, what C.J. Stroud at least did, if nothing else, he's gotten himself into that conversation. So that's good for him. I've heard some folks say C.J. Stroud, his game's not running the football, and yet he was able to completely devastate Georgia's defense with his legs.
Because they expected him to stay in the pocket and try to find a receiver. And he came into that game, and they had a game plan. You're going to have to use your legs, son, or we don't have a chance. And he did it.
Well, hear me out. So with as good of a game as he did, as he had rushing the football, there are those, a lot of those, that say Max Duggan's a better rushing quarterback than C.J. Stroud. If C.J. Stroud did that to the Georgia defense, what can Max Duggan do to the Georgia defense?
Well, Max Duggan has been a running quarterback all season, so Georgia is going to prepare for the running quarterback. C.J. Stroud was predicted to stay in the pocket and find receivers, and, you know, he used his legs. So that caught Georgia a little off guard in that football game, but they'll be prepared to stop Duggan running the football because that's what he does. That's on tape.
It's 12.5 points as of yesterday. 13-point was the opening line once that game ended and Georgia got in, TCU was in. It opened at 13 points. 12.5 was the line as of yesterday. Can TCU, there are folks putting a ton of money on TCU to just cover. Not to win, to just cover. I mean, there are folks putting millions of dollars down for TCU to cover.
TCU's got a good shot to win this football game.
I'm just saying.
They're a good football team.
There are folks that are putting down a lot of money.
Battle tested.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Georgia Bulldogs landed the number 2 ranked recruiting class in the early signing period. Here are the kids from Georgia that will don the red and black in the future. C.J. Allen, linebacker from Lamar County. Bo Hewley, offensive lineman from Hughes. Lawson Lucky, tight end from Norcross. Kelton Smith, offensive lineman from Carver Columbus. And Jamal Merriweather, offensive lineman from Brunswick. National Signing Day will take place in early February. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. Stetson Bennett is a stone-cold killer. Bobby Petrino officially on Jimbo Fisher's staff as OC at Texas A&M. Let the fireworks begin. Remember last year when Jim Harbaugh said he would not entertain NFL jobs after the Vikings passed him over? Really, what he meant was he would not entertain NFL jobs unless they were the Panthers, the Broncos, the Texans, the Colts. But remember, he's not interested in the NFL. Major League Baseball handing out $300 million contracts like it's stimulus money.
Crazy.
Breaking news, Carlos Correa has failed a physical for the Japan Dragons. They were offering 350 yen. Things you can always count on, death, taxes, Tom Brady, and Zion Williamson to be hurt. So let me get this straight. The third best team in the Big Ten beat the Pac-12 champion by 2 touchdowns in the Rose Bowl? USC, you lost to Tulane. Let me repeat this. You lost to Tulane. Good job, Alabama. You won the Sugar Bowl. Yay! So proud of you. John Wick 4, count me in. And these are my thoughts.
USC, I'm going to get to you. I'm going to get to USC here shortly.
Are you in on John Wick?
I like it.
Okay, because I know that you have terrible taste in movies.
I like John Wick.
So I just wanted to know if you're in on John Wick.
Yeah, I mean, he's a bona fide card-carrying, bad you-know-what.
John McClane, right?
Bad.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in, like, he's in the same class as James Bond, John McClane.
James Bond. I wonder who the new Bond's going to be moving forward.
I can't imagine. I think they're going to take a break. How do you not take a break with what they did at the end of the last one?
They're supposed to start filming the new Bond in 2024, so they got to pick one here soon.
Why? Just leave it alone.
No.
That's good. You're good where you are.
The
Just leave
franchise,
it alone.
Franchise, baby.
No. So let me just throw this out here. Right now, as we sit, early signing period, Georgia has the number two rated class in the entire country. Alabama's got the number one class. Georgia's got 26 commits, 2 5-stars, 1 5-star from Alabama, 1 5-star from Florida. Kip was telling me earlier the state of Georgia had 2 5-stars, and Alabama got both of them. Georgia didn't get either one. So 26 commits for the Bulldogs. Of those 26 commits, Kip, just noteworthy. Noteworthy.
Here you go. I mean, I knew it was coming when you tried to run this past me today with your little narrative. So, go ahead. Let's hear it.
There's no narrative here. I'm just giving you a fact.
Okay.
Fact. Georgia's got 26 commits in this class. Fact. Of those 26 commits, only 4 of those commits are from the state of Georgia.
Kirby missed on Caleb Downs, the number one player in the state, and Georgia missed on Justice Haynes when they thought they had him all along. They both went to Alabama. You know, here we are, man. We're sitting here. Georgia's on the verge of playing for back-to-back. Well, they are playing for back-to-back.
They are playing for, yeah,
national championships.
And favored to win.
And you're sitting here trying to talk about Georgia only signed 4 people from the
state of
Georgia.
This is not what I'm doing. No, this is not.
I mean, that's what you're saying.
No, this is what you like to do. You like to create narratives that aren't there.
If you can play, Kirby's going to go find you. And that stretches outward from the boundaries of the state of Georgia from the way it used to be. Georgia fans, would you want to sign 25 players inside the state of Georgia like the Mark Richt days and go 9-3 or 10-2? Or do you want to be a national recruiting brand and compete for national championships?
See, that's not at all what I'm doing here.
I'm just asking our listeners a question.
Georgia had 2 5-stars, 24 stars, and 4 3-stars. In the 26 commits, Alabama 7 5-stars, 24 stars, and they did add a 3-star to the roster as well.
The state of Alabama this year was loaded. I think they had 5 5-stars in the state of Alabama this year. The high school football talent in the state of Alabama this year was off the chains for a population as small as the state of Alabama.
We'll just go ahead and throw these out at you. Number 1, Alabama. 2, Georgia. 3, Texas. 4, Miami, which is amazing with the job that recruiting they've done down there with that new regime.
Will it be a Texas A&M next year with the transfer portal with Miami? I mean, they're throwing money around in South Florida like it's, you know, Tony Montana's running around down there again, you know? So we'll see how that plays out. State of Florida, Florida signed none of the top 20 players in the state of Florida.
Well, we'll get to Florida in just a moment. 5 Oklahoma, 6 Ohio State, 7 LSU, 8 Notre Dame. Also, in Notre Dame news, some big news. Sam Hartman has now transferred from Wake Forest to Notre Dame.
Did he commit?
Yes. Done deal. I guess that was today.
Okay. Wow. That's big news.
That's huge because Sam Hartman is a legit top-notch college football quarterback, and now Notre Dame's got him in the fold. Notre Dame is going to be for real next year.
Well, we hear that every year, so okay. We'll see.
Number 9, Tennessee, and 10, Clemson round out your top 10. You also had Oregon, Texas A&M, Florida, as Kip was saying, had the 13th rated class in the country without landing a single top 20 player, you said?
In the state of Florida. On the 247 composite rankings, the top player in Florida was rated 21st in their recruiting class.
Penn State was 14, 15 USC, South Carolina in the top 20 at 16. Michigan 17, 18 was TCU. I was surprised at that.
TCU does a good job. They kind of fly under the radar mm-hmm. every year, and they'll season sprinkle that class in with some 4-stars, and they get coached up at TCU.
Florida State back in the top 20 at 19. Auburn rounds out the top 20. Some other notables: Nebraska at 25, getting their efforts up.
They need to. I don't know. Nebraska. Where have they been?
Well, apparently they're about to start being a little better at least.
Well, we said that when Scott Frost went up there from Central Florida. That's what, I mean, that's what people like you were saying. Get ready. Compete.
Colorado lands at 43 inside the top 50. Been a long time since they were there.
Yeah, it's been a while. Coach Prime's going to hit the transfer portal and try to, you know, beef that roster up. They need help, though, man. They were horrible last year.
Duke at 51, Vanderbilt at 52, Central Florida at 53. Central Florida lands behind both Duke and Vanderbilt.
Central Florida. The five-loss Central Florida Knights. Five losses this year.
Georgia Tech at 58. I'm stunned at that because I really thought that they, remember last year they were about 50-51 somewhere, so they fell a little bit even with Jeff Collins out, the new coach in. I thought you might see an uptick in recruiting as far as early commitments. Thought you might see them somewhere in the 30s. Not the case.
Tech should have hired Coach Prime.
I agree.
Can you see Coach Prime recruiting the Atlanta metro area? It'd be on like Donkey Kong.
They would win the ACC. Within 3 years of Deion Sanders being the coach at Georgia Tech.
Just recruiting.
Just from
Atlanta.
A recruiting standpoint. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And he's going to get, and he's, where Jeff Collins had the opportunity to win and just recruit Atlanta, which he couldn't do, Deion Sanders would not only recruit Atlanta well, but he would also be able to land some of the top national recruits here and there as well. They, Georgia Tech really swung and missed on that one.
Georgia Tech. Man, it was out there. They just had to do it.
69, Tulane. Georgia State lands inside the top 100, and at 101, the Georgia Southern Eagles. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch is brought to you by Southeast Georgia's Health System and by Parker's.
If it's Parker's, you know it'll be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Cokes, Pepsi, and also check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents a gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dogs!
When you think of the best, you think of the Georgia Bulldogs. And when you think of the best, you also think Cunningham Jewelers. Both champions for 100 years and will be for 100 more. Let Cunningham Jewelers' winning staff help pick you that perfect gift that's assured to score you a touchdown and a two-point conversion. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden House Pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
It's that segment of the show that Kip gives you his butt hurt list.
Highly rated segment.
Yes.
Look at the ratings, man.
I do look at the ratings every single week.
Highly rated segment. People tune in to listen to, you know, this butt hurt list.
I am flattered, by the way. I meant to tell you this earlier. I am flattered that you have invited me on your camping trip. Kip won't be here next week as he will be off on a camping trip that he goes on, his annual camping trip with some of his buddies. They go every year, and they go out on the Ottumwa River down in South Georgia, and I finally have gotten invited to this camping trip. It's been, you know, Kip and I have been doing this show together for, I don't know, 7-8 years. It's the first time I've gotten an invite to go.
See, there we go. So kind of stretching the truth there a little bit, but so okay, I'll play along.
I'm actually excited that I got an invite. And so, you know, and Kip was telling me earlier that every night, whoever's there, there's a different person that is in charge of the menu. They're going to be there like the whole week. So I'm going to go. They're going to be there the whole week. I'm going to go one night.
Yeah, man. I wouldn't say that. That you, man. See.
And I'm, you know, and I'm going to also, I need to
take a lot of heat over that.
I've got this list for you here that I need to give you before the show ends, where foods that I like to eat, so that you can give that, pass that along to whoever's doing the meal the night that I'm staying.
I would suggest you don't pass that along. That would be my suggestion to you. So that would be the suggestion that I would make. You're a first timer if you decide to go. I mean, there's odds out there, betting odds now that you won't show. So I wouldn't. It's that the jury's out on that right now. If you even show up, so we shall see.
Is there going to be a place to where I can plug in like a heater or a TV or something like that?
Yeah, it's called a chainsaw, and we get out and cut firewood and put it on the fire. This is not glamping. This is camping. So you gotta get your mind out of the wherever it is. This is not no Club Med. We're going to the Ottumwa River.
I'll give you my menu before we leave.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you do that. Number five on the butt hurt list this week, we got a tie with Utah and the University of Florida. Florida looked like a straight run dumpster fire in the Las Vegas Bowl.
Yes, they did.
This is the bowl edition of the butt hurt list, by the way.
Oh, okay.
You hadn't been shut out since 1988, so you scramble to kick a 47-yard field goal with, what, less than 2 minutes left in the game to avoid a shutout.
Mm-hmm.
You get beat 30-3 by Oregon State. Man, Florida, how did it get this bad?
30-3, not by Oregon, Oregon State.
who beat Oregon. So I don't know where you came from. And tied with them, the Utah Utes. Are you kidding me? Florida did beat you, so you do. Florida beat you. Florida beat the Pac-12 champions, and Florida finished 6-7. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Utah. Let me get to you. You won the Pac-12. You beat USC twice, and we're gonna get to you, USC. You just hold on. You play in the Rose Bowl. You fired up about being there. You're gonna make amends for what happened against Ohio State last year. Blah 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 blah. You got boat raced by the Penn State Nittany Lions, who beat nobody with a pulse this year.
They were the third best 10 in the pack in the Big Ten.
Got 40 points hung on them by both Michigan and Ohio State. Lost Ohio State by home double digits and got just throttled by Michigan. And you let Penn State come in and just boat race you in the Rose Bowl. Utah. Back to the drawing board. Number four on the butt hurt list. I don't know if you watched the Texas Bowl with Ole Miss and Texas Tech, but I'm changing the name of that bowl game to the who can go for it the most on the fourth down bowl. That's what we're going to call that game.
Okay.
Ole Miss, you weren't ready to play. Period. Going for it on fourth down. On your own 10-yard line. Yeah, you made that one. But how many fourth downs did you go for and miss in that football game? Lane Kiffin, the axe starting to get a little old. And it's might should have went to Auburn. I'm just saying.
He did the same thing against Alabama a couple of years ago. Went for it a ton on fourth down in Tuscaloosa and ended up getting run out of the stadium.
Yep, inside his own territory.
Mm-hmm.
Number three on the butt hurt list, the Clemson Tigers. Let me tell you why they're there, Jason.
Okay.
Tennessee basically said, hey, guys, just come in and whip us. Our top two wide receivers have opted out. Our quarterback is hurt for the season. We're going to roll in here. We're just happy to be at the Orange Bowl. And Clemson came in there fully loaded. I don't remember any opt-outs for Clemson, do you?
No.
And you proceed to get blown out by the Tennessee Volunteers, who were shorthanded, 31-14. Ugly, ugly game by Clemson. And that's starting to become a pattern with Dabo in big games.
And there's no excuse in that game. One, for what you just said about Tennessee being shorthanded. Two, the DJU excuse, he didn't play.
He's in the portal. He's gone.
He didn't play.
He's at Oregon State, by the way.
Your guy played the game.
Yeah, your guy and all that talent that you've recruited. And Tennessee's been down. I mean, Tennessee had an 11-win season for the first time since 2001, and they boat raced you in the Orange Bowl, Dabo.
Let's be honest for just a moment. The three best football teams in college football in 2022, Georgia, Alabama, and Tennessee, those were the three best.
TCU's up there, too.
Okay.
Give them some credit. Number two on the butt hurt list, talking about overrated, the Michigan Wolverines. How do you show up in Tempe, Arizona, and play like that, Jim Harbaugh? Maybe your agent was floating you around to the NFL.
And he was thinking about Carolina.
You're in the Ring of Honor in Indy, Jim Harbaugh. Maybe you'll be the new Colts coach. You weren't coaching Michigan, running double reverse Philly specials, blah, 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 down inside the 20-yard line, looking like just straight run garbage. And the two pick sixes, just ugly performance. And had every opportunity to come back and win that game, and you couldn't get it done. Had the ball with a chance to win. Fourth down, your quarterback drops a snap that would have hit him right in the belly.
Yep. J.J. McCarthy, two pick sixes, the fumble that you just talked about, Kip, and he goes out on the podium. He answers one question, gets up and walks out of the press conference, and then goes down to the locker room and then starts belly aching to the media that's in the locker room about how badly the game was officiated. And you threw two pick sixes, dude.
Yeah. I mean, how do you – officiating can't do anything about that. And then on top of it, all this lead up to the game, you disrespected TCU. You were talking about that rematch with Georgia. That's all that came out of your mouth in the lead into that football game. And now You're up at Michigan watching basketballs.
J.J. McCarthy wasn't even a part of the game last year in that game against Georgia. McNamara was the
starter. Another shot at Georgia.
You didn't play last year.
Get another shot at Georgia. You heard him say it after the Ohio State game.
Yeah.
Number one on the butt hurt list. Yes, you. The USC Trojans.
Okay.
You lost to the champion of the American Association of Athletic Football Playing Schools, whatever that conference is called.
It's the AAC.
Well, whatever. You lost to them, and you had a 15-point lead.
In the fourth quarter.
With 4 minutes and 50 seconds left in the football game, and you found a way to lose. Found a way to lose. Lincoln Riley. Oklahoma people tried to tell you guys at USC, they tried to tell you, he's a great offensive mind, but defensively, he has no clue what's going on. And until he addresses the defensive side of the ball, you're going to have these pinball game scores, and you're going to come up short when it matters the most. Utah twice, and the Tulane Green Wave. Kudos to Tulane for slapping USC and their Heisman Trophy winner right upside the head.
So I just want to throw this out there. It's one more year that the AAC has had a big win in a big bowl with a different team now. First it was Central Florida.
Florida won a big bowl where?
Then it was Cincinnati.
Cincinnati won a big bowl where?
Then it was Memphis. And now it's Tulane.
Tulane won the Cotton Bowl. Central Florida, have they won one of those New Year's Six bowls?
I'm just telling you.
Have they? I'm asking you a question.
Every year we're talking about one of those teams from that conference doing something special.
Georgia Tech had a chance to hire the Tulane coach. Didn't do it. Had a chance to hire Prime. Didn't do it.
They hired the interim coach who went 4-4.
Didn't do it. USC, your Heisman Trophy winning quarterback.
Let's recap real quick.
Number five, tie Utah and Florida. 4 Ole Miss, 3 Clemson, 2 Michigan. And number one, USC. My goodness, Southern Cal, what is going on?
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mowry Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965. Or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop.
the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Georgia Bulldogs landed the number 2 ranked recruiting class in the early signing period. Here are the kids from Georgia that will don the red and black in the future. C.J. Allen, linebacker from Lamar County. Bo Hewley, offensive lineman from Hughes. Lawson Lucky, tight end from Norcross. Kelton Smith, offensive lineman from Carver Columbus, and Jamal Merriweather, offensive lineman from Brunswick. National Signing Day will take place in early February. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parkers.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
I'm going ahead and telling you right now, write this down. Sam Hartman to Notre Dame is huge. Sam Hartman is the best quarterback that's going to play at Notre Dame since Joe Montana.
Man, okay.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I mean,
who's better than Sam Hartman that's played at Notre Dame since Montana was there? Give me a name.
Rick
I dare
Meyer
you.
Was a good quarterback. He was a top 3 or 4 pick in the NFL draft.
Was he after Joe Montana?
Yes. So they've had some good quarterbacks. Notre Dame just doesn't win big games anymore.
Best quarterback since Joe Montana.
Oh, Joe was a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why you want to jinx the kid with that comparison, but that's what you do.
What do you mean?
I mean, Joe Montana is Joe Montana.
Second best quarterback to ever live, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And to play.
Yeah, I mean, he's right behind Tom Brady.
Agreed.
And Tom just passed him a couple of years ago.
Yeah, with the Super Bowls.
I mean, Joe Montana never lost a Super Bowl, by the way. Just throwing that out there.
Michael Jordan never lost the finals.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. LeBron's lost quite a few.
Why are we talking?
I mean, you brought up NBA finals.
No, I didn't. Let's talk about the NFL.
Okay.
All right, folks. So, for those folks that are just tuning in to us, the Richmond Hill crowd, welcome you in. And so this is kind of part of what we do. We don't have college football games to pick, but we do have some NFL games to pick. We'll tell you who to pick, what the lines are, so that if you know, maybe you need a little bit of extra spending money, maybe we can help with that. Maybe.
Please. I know it's just after Christmas and money's tight in a lot of households. Please don't take any of this seriously.
Yes. I'm not telling you to do this. At all.
Yeah, especially Jason Bishop.
I'm operating on an 82 percentile as far as rightness.
And you just said at the start of the show you were going to tell the truth in 2023.
No, I said.
And you're already back to your
old ways.
See,
you put words in my mouth. I said I was going to be more honest with the listeners is what I said.
Well, that means you're going to tell the truth. You're just sitting here lying, talking about 82%.
Chiefs, okay. Chiefs at the Raiders. Raiders are 9-point dogs, and the over-under is 52.5. Take the Chiefs to cover here.
The Raiders. I guess they told Derek Carr it's time to go.
Yeah, I guess so.
Man, could you see Derek Carr playing for somebody like the New York Jets, the team that actually has a defense?
Derek Carr's a good quarterback.
Could you see him playing for the Jets? They're a playoff team with Derek Carr.
He's a good quarterback. I think the Raiders are making a mistake here.
Could you see Derek Carr quarterbacking the Miami Dolphins?
I think Tua's a good quarterback, too.
Yeah, I mean, he stays hurt.
Well, That's not okay. Fair enough. Fair point. I don't think that's all to his fault.
I'll take the Chiefs.
Are they going to cover?
Yes. The Raiders have mailed it in for 2022.
Titans at Jacksonville. The Jags are 6-point favorites at home. Over-under is 40.5. I don't think the Jags cover, but I think the Jags win, and I'm going to take – Jags' offense has been explosive lately, so take the over.
The Titans have been the Jacksonville Jaguars' Achilles heel for a long, long time.
Not earlier this year, they weren't.
That is correct. They broke a 9-year losing streak in Nashville earlier. Don't throw dirt on the Titans yet, but I like the Jaguars. I don't like them to cover, but I like them to win.
Texans at Colts. Colts are 3-point favorites. Over-under is 37.5. It's a very low over-under. I guess I want to tell you to take the over, but these teams' offenses are so bad.
These teams are like, this is like getting your recliner on Sunday and turn this game on and get that nap you've been wanting to get.
Don't bet on this game.
No.
Don't do anything with this game.
Horrible matchup.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't touch this game. Vikings at Bears. Bears are 7.5-point Bears 7.5-point dogs to the Vikings. 42.5 is the over-under. Vikings coming off that loss to Green Bay where they got handled.
The Vikings are the worst 12-4 team in the history of football.
I like the Vikings to win the Super Bowl.
I like the Vikings to win this game, but Vikings got blown out at home by the Dallas Cowboys. They got blown out at Lambeau Field. I mean, they're not very good defensively.
I'm picking Minnesota to win the whole thing.
No, you're not.
Yes,
no, you're not.
Why?
Stop with this foolishness.
I'm picking the Minnesota Vikings to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
They will.
All right, there you go.
What do you mean?
That's why you don't listen to Jason Bishop when with his self-professed 82 percentile picks. So,
Ravens at Bengals. Bengals are 7-point favorites. Over-under is 4.5.
Lamar Jackson may not play again, so I'm all over the Bengals.
Yeah, and take the Bengals with the touchdown to cover. Jets at Dolphins. This is a pick'em game. Dolphins a 1-point favorite. 38.5 is the over-under. Take the over in this game. And I'm going to take
back in concussion protocol, isn't he?
Yeah, and I was going to just say, if he clears it, I'm taking the Jets in this football game.
Dolphins, man, they had it. It was laid out there for them to just get in the playoffs, and now they need help.
It was for the Jets at 1.2. Remember, they were 4-2, and now they're going to finish at what, 7-9?
Jets 7-10 if they don't win. They're a quarterback away from being a playoff team. The New York Jets are. They're that good on defense, and they've got pieces on offense. They just need a quarterback.
Panthers at Saints. Saints are 3.5-point favorites. Over-under is 42.5. Go ahead and take the Saints to cover here.
Yeah, this is another game that if it's on, I'll just flip right through it.
Bucks at Falcons. Falcons are 4-point favorites at home. Over-under is 4.5. Take the Bucks. Falcons won't cover.
The Bucs have locked up a playoff. They can't improve their seeding. They're the 4 seed. Does Tom Brady sit out and get ready for the playoffs?
He'll probably play the first quarter, maybe.
I'll take the Falcons just simply because
to cover?
To maybe win because Tom is not going to play this whole football game.
Well, if they cover, they win. So are you taking them to cover?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I guess they don't. I guess if they win by 3, they don't cover. Simple math. Browns at Steelers. 2.5-point favorites are the Steelers. 40.5 over under. I don't really care.
I like the Steelers, man. They got a chance. Mathematically, the Steelers have a chance to get in the playoffs.
Yeah. Chargers at Broncos. Broncos are 3-point favorites. 39.5. Take the over in this game.
Broncos are horrible. Russell Wilson, man, you have stolen money from the Denver Broncos.
Yes, you have. Giants at Eagles.
You
Eagles
skipped the Rams and the Seahawks.
Where was that? Oh, sorry, I did.
I like the Seahawks, so the Rams are just injury depleted.
Seahawks are 6-point favorites, 41.5 over under. Yeah, I like the Rams too. Giants, Eagles. Eagles are 14-point favorites.
Eagles have to win to maintain the number one seed. Jalen Hurts, will he play with that bum shoulder? He's got to play. And for them to lock up the number one seed, they will not cover, but they will win the football game.
Yeah, I don't think they cover. Cardinals at 49ers. 49ers also 14-point favorites in this football game. 49ers definitely don't cover, but they do win.
Cardinals, Kyler Murray's out for the season. I think the 49ers blow them out.
Okay. Cowboys at Commanders. Cowboys are 7-point favorites. 41.5 is the over-under. Cowboys win, but they don't cover.
Dallas Cowboys. Don't do it again. I know it's going to happen. Will Dallas win a playoff game this year?
No.
I don't know.
No, because what will happen is they'll get in, then they'll have to go to Tampa. They'll get the 5 seed. They'll have to go to Tampa to play the 4 seed, and the Bucks will beat them in Tampa. That'll be the end of them.
Man, can you see the Cowboy Nation after that? I like the Cowboys to beat the Commanders, though, but not cover.
Lions at Packers. Packers are 4.5-point favorites. I like the Packers to win and get in the playoffs.
My Lions are 8-8. Started the season 1-6, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
They have played good football down the stretch. Defensively, they got to do something during the draft. They're not going to beat Green Bay at Lambeau on a Sunday night. Not happening.
Patriots at Bills. Bills are a touchdown favorite. 42.5 is the over-under. I'll take the Bills to cover here and knock New England out.
I like the Bills. I mean, I'm praying for, man, that's horrible last Sunday night football. That was just, that's the craziest thing I've seen on a football field. Prayers to that kid's family and to the Buffalo Bills. And kudos to the Cincinnati Bengals head coach for agreeing to just postpone the game. I like that. I love that.
I think it was a good move.
I do too.
Yeah, and you're right. Continued best wishes.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
When you think of the best, you think of the Georgia Bulldogs. And when you think of the best, you also think Cunningham Jewelers, both champions for 100 years and will be for 100 more. Let Cunningham Jewelers' winning staff help pick you that perfect gift that's assured to score you a touchdown and a 2-point conversion. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, Go Dawgs!
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons.
Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
So, I just want to know who, what exactly are the odds that I show up on the camping trip?
Not good.
There aren't a lot of people that believe that I'm going to show up.
Not good. The odds aren't. The odds are right now, the over under, on a 10 scale. I mean, the odds are about a 7.5 that you don't show.
That high?
Pretty high.
Wow. Okay.
I ain't going to tell you what I put my money on, but I got a feeling I'll be collecting.
I don't think. Great, because I'm going to be there, so I'm sure that
you don't know where I put my money. So, I mean, so you'll just have to see.
Now, I can't give you two nights. I can give you one night.
Don't tell people that, man.
I can give you one night. I mean, on the camping trip.
That sounds devious, like a diva, man. Just, no, don't say that.
I'm just saying.
These people, I've been doing this camping trip for 26, 27 years, man. Just don't come out there and say I'm just a one-nighter. We can't have that. Don't even say that on the air anymore.
Here's my menu. Here you go. Take this. It's my menu.
Well, you better bring what it is that you think you're going to get.
Are you guys letting me cook for one of those that night I'm there?
I mean, you haven't acquired enough points to be qualified to cook on this trip. We have badges and things that people are awarded for their skill set. I mean, you're coming into this trip as a one-star camper. I'm a five-star camper.
You're a five-star camper.
I'm in the Camping Hall of Fame.
Camping Hall of Fame.
You're coming in here as a one-star. And to be a five-star, that's elite company. And just basically, I'm looking at you, and I just don't see it. So you got to prove a lot of people wrong.
Boy,
so right now you're coming in here, not even with one star. You're coming into this trip with a half a star.
Are you going to take my menu?
No, I mean, that will get you to zero stars if you keep on with that line.
The Georgia Bulldogs, in their recruiting class, they took 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I've got 7 kids from the state of Florida.
7 kids that are ranked in the top 20 in the state of Florida. So Georgia got
eight kids.
They got 8 out of the top 20 players in the state of Florida.
8 kids from the state of Florida to come to Georgia.
That's a lot.
They got 4 from the state of Georgia.
Yeah. I mean, Kirby goes out wherever. Do you trust Kirby's player evaluation skills?
They speak for themselves, don't they?
Okay. So Kirby's a national recruiter. So he's going to go out, and if – you know, he thinks there's players in Florida that can help his program, Kirby's going to go get them. He got a 5-star from the state of Alabama. I mean, he's in the running for a 5-star tight end from Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kirby, I mean, he goes out and finds them. Got Brock Bowers from Wine Country in Napa, California.
That's true, and Bowers is a player.
Yeah, I mean, if you can play, Kirby will find you.
That's fair. Got 3 players from North Carolina.
Jordan Davis was from North Carolina.
Got 3 players from North Carolina, 7 from Florida, 4 from the state of – you have almost as many players from North Carolina as you do from the state of Georgia in Kirby's class.
Georgia also got the top-rated player from the state of South Carolina.
That's true.
Yeah.
And they got a kid from San Diego, California as well.
Yeah, he was a top running back. I mean, one of the top running backs in the state of California. So Terrell Davis came from San Diego and came to Georgia. So that turned out pretty well.
Not bad. Yeah, especially for the Broncos. Two transfers coming into Georgia, Rah-Rah Thomas, wide receiver from Mississippi State, and Dominic Lovett, wide receiver from Mizzou. So
ballers.
Getting some help at the perimeter positions.
Ballers. Arian Smith coming back. Kiaris hadn't made a decision yet to come back for his COVID year. Ladd McConkey coming back. You signed a bunch of receivers last year. You got receivers in this class, and then you got these transfers. Receiver room is stocked at Georgia.
Yeah, and they are loaded at receiver, and after Stetson hangs them up at Georgia, the quarterback room's not too shabby after him.
Man, that's going to be the best quarterback competition we've seen in Athens in quite some time. Three, basically, you got Carson Beck, Brock Vandergriff, and Gunnar Stockton going to be competing for the job.
It'll be Carson Beck.
We'll see.
I mean, my sources, which are, you know, pretty accurate.
They say Gunnar Stockton looked as good as Stetson did in the scout team. He's looking good this year.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Georgia Bulldogs landed the #2 ranked recruiting class in the early signing period. Here are the kids from Georgia that will don the red and black in the future. C.J. Allen, linebacker from Lamar County. Bo Hewley, offensive lineman from Hughes. Lawson Lucky, tight end from Norcross. Kelton Smith, offensive lineman from Carver-Columbus, and Jamal Merriweather, offensive lineman from Brunswick. National Signing Day will take place in early February. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.